7 Easter, Sunday C. First posted May 16, 2010. Psalm 47 God's Enthronement. Acts 1:6-6-10. Paul's Second Missionary Trip. Revelation 22:12-17. 2:0 Christ's Return. John 17:20-26. Jesus' Prayer for His Disciples. Psalm 47 Paraphrase. Let all people clap their hands, and with loud songs of joy, let them shout to God, the Lord Most High, is awesome. A great King, who reigns over all earth. He subdues nations and peoples, under Israel His chosen people, the Church. He has chosen an inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, father of the heads of the 12 tribes, whom He loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all earth. Sing praises with a psalm, Psalm 4:7-5:7. God is seated upon His holy throne. He reigns over all the nations, the princes of the peoples, gather as the people of the God of Abraham, because all the rulers of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Acts 1:6-6:10, paraphrase. On His second missionary trip, Paul and his companions came to Phrygia and Galatia, Roman provinces, in Asia Minor, present-day Turkey. When they came to Mysia, Roman province, in western Asia Minor, of which its chief port was Troas, the missionaries attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them, Acts 1:6-7. So they bypassed Mysia and went to Troas. During the night, Paul had a dream of a Macedonian man pleading for them to come and help the Macedonians. Paul concluded immediately from the dream that God was calling them to preach the gospel in Macedonia. Revelation 22:12-17-20 paraphrase. Jesus declares that He is coming soon to repay everyone according to their deeds. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, the first and last, the beginning and end of all things. Compare Revelation 1:12-18. Those who wash their robes spiritually in the blood of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, through faith, obedient trust in Jesus, will be blessed. They will receive the right to possess the fruit of the tree of life, Genesis 2:9, 3:22-24, and will be allowed entrance into the city of God in heaven by the gates. Denied entrance will be the dogs, unforgiven sinners, sorcerers, fornicators, murderers, idolaters, and all who love and practice falsehood. Jesus sent His angel, His Spirit. Revelation 1:1. Compare Acts 12:15 with this message to be recorded by John and sent to the churches. Jesus is the root, Isaiah 11:10, and offspring of David, the great human shepherd king of Israel and forerunner and preview of the Messiah. 2 Samuel 7:5-13. Psalm 89:20-29, the bright morning star, Numbers 24:17. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus. Romans 8:9, and the bride, the Church, say, Come, Lord Jesus. Compare Revelation 22:20. Let him who hears the gospel say, Come. Let those who are spiritually thirsty, all who desire spiritual satisfaction, come and receive the water of eternal life without price. Jesus Himself testifies to these things, and He declares that He is certainly coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. John 17:20-26, paraphrase. After celebrating the Passover, the Last Supper, with His disciples, and after His farewell discourse, Jesus prayed the high priestly prayer on behalf of His disciples. He prayed not only for His disciples, but for all who believe in Jesus, through their testimony that all believers would be in unity, as Jesus and God the Father are a unity. That they would be in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Father and Jesus would be in them, so that the world may know that God has sent Jesus. Jesus has taken the glory which was His from the beginning of creation, and has given it to His disciples, so that they can be one with one another and with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus may be in them, as God the Father is in Jesus Christ. And that the world may know that God has sent Jesus, and loves them just as He loves Jesus. Commentary. The Lord is God, whether we acknowledge Him or not. God has designed this creation for His specific purpose, to raise up people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. The meaning and purpose of life in this world is to seek and come to fellowship with God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way to know divine, eternal truth, the only way to be restored to fellowship with God the Creator, which was broken by sin, and the only way to receive eternal life, John 1:4-6. God has chosen an eternal inheritance for us. He has designed a Savior, Jesus Christ, into creation so that we can be forgiven for our sin disobedience of God's word. We have all sinned, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. Our inheritance is to share in the glory of Jesus Christ in God's eternal kingdom in heaven. The alternative is to spend eternity in eternal destruction in hell with all evil. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. God will accomplish his purpose, but he gives us the freedom to choose whether to cooperate with his purpose or not. We are all eternal beings in physical bodies. We are all born into this world physically alive, but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually born again to eternal life. If we choose to reject God's eternal inheritance for us and live only for now in this physical world, we will be locked out of God's eternal city and from God's providence for all eternity. Every good thing we have in this creation is by the providence of God. Imagine eternity without the blessings of God's providence. Jesus said that we must be born again in this lifetime in order to see the kingdom of God all around us now and to see and enter it ultimately in eternity, John 3:3, 5-8. Only Jesus gives the baptism gift, infilling, anointing of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:1. 15-16. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible ongoing daily experience, Acts 1:9-2. The baptism of the Holy Spirit directs the disciples of Jesus Christ. Jesus commanded his disciples to wait in Jerusalem. The church is the modern equivalent until they had been born again, Luke 24:49. Acts 1:4-5-8. Before going into the world with the gospel, to make left bracket born again right bracket disciples, Matthew 28:19-20. We cannot accomplish the mission of Christ in our own human strength and understanding, Zechariah 4:6. 1. Paul is the prototype and example of a modern, post-resurrection, born again, disciple, student, and apostle messenger of the gospel, as all of us can and should be. Paul was guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit on his missionary journeys. I personally have experienced times when the Holy Spirit has forbidden me to pursue certain venues of evangelism. The Lord closes a door, but opens another, as he did for Paul. In Paul's case, Paul then preached the gospel for the first time on European soil in Macedonia. God is the Alpha and Omega of all things, the beginning and end of this creation. Jesus applies this title to himself, Revelation 22:13. Compare Revelation 1:12-18. Jesus is God in human form, Colossians 2:8-9. John 20:28. Jesus has been in the beginning with God and was active in creation with God, John 1:1-3. Jesus is the means of the fulfillment of God's purpose for creation, to give eternal life, John 1:4-5. Jesus is the fulfillment, embodiment and illustration of God's word, lived in this world, in human flesh, John 1:14. The creation account, in Genesis 3:1-24, is the revelation of God's purpose for creation. God created this world perfectly good. Paradise, Genesis 1:31. But God allowed the possibility of sin disobedience of God's word, so that we would have the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey God's word. God told the first man and woman not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but they disobeyed his word. As a result, Sin entered creation and produced spiritual, eternal death for all humans, because all humans have sinned. Romans 5:12. The first man and woman were banished from paradise and lost access to the fruit of the tree of eternal life. Genesis 2:9. 3:17-22-24. Access to paradise and the fruit of the tree of eternal life are restored to those who have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, sacrificed on the cross for the forgiveness of sin. They are spiritually born anew by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit and will obtain entrance to the eternal city of God in heaven. Mankind was eternal and living in paradise until sin, disobedience of God's word, entered creation. God warned mankind that if he disobeyed God's word not to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he would die. Genesis 2:16, not immediate physical death, but would lose eternal life. The serpent deceived Adam and Eve by saying that they would not die. Genesis 3:4-5. Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the Messiah in the Old Testament scriptures. Luke 24:44. He is the root of Jesse, the father of David, foretold by Isaiah and taught by Paul. Romans 15:12. He is the son descendant of David. Matthew 1:16-19, and is the fulfillment of God's promise to David of an eternal heir to the throne of David. 2 Samuel 7:5-13. Psalm 89:20-29. He is the bright morning star prophesied by Balaam in Numbers 24:17. Compare Matthew 2:2. Revelation 22:16. The prophecy was originally fulfilled by David, who was victorious over Moab and Edom, but is fulfilled ultimately by Jesus, whose kingdom is eternal. Living water is the symbol of messianic hope, the water of salvation. Isaiah 1:2-3, the fulfillment of the messianic promise. Isaiah 4:4-3, 5:5-1. That living water is priceless to those who are being saved. We could never afford it, but Jesus has paid the cost for us on the cross. Jesus is the only one who provides the living water, the water of eternal life. John 4:10. That living water is the Holy Spirit. John 7:37-39, which flows into us to give us spiritual eternal life and to sustain us now until God's kingdom fully comes. And it is to flow from born again disciples out into the world to give life to the spiritually lost and dying. Through the baptism in filling of the Holy Spirit within us, Jesus Christ and God the Father are within us. John 14:23, and we are in them. 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b, 1:15-16. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus. Romans 8:9. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit, we have personal knowledge of and fellowship with Jesus and God, our Father. Born-again disciples are unified with each other through the Holy Spirit. The fact of disunity in the nominal church today is evidence of the failure of the nominal church to make born-again disciples. Born-again disciples have been given the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that the world may know the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus' original disciples had fled when Jesus was arrested. Matthew 26:31-34. Mark 14:50-52, had denied knowing Jesus. John 18:17-5:27, and had hidden behind locked doors. John 20:19. But when they were baptized with the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-13, they were transformed by the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit within them. Acts 2:14-36. Every truly born-again disciple of Jesus Christ is a testimony to the changing and saving power of Jesus Christ by the baptism of his indwelling Holy Spirit. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14.